And we have our tip-off. Screaming Eagles win the tip-off. And right away, fast break offense. It's going to be shout out to Brunell, who takes a two-point shot and misses. And we have a rebound by the Red Raiders. Trot is carrying the ball right now. Looking, passing it to the outside to Komets. Zoe Komets, excuse me. They have two Komets on the roster right now, or on the court right now. So I'll make sure to make that distinction going forward. Trot has the ball, drives up. And it looked like the defense got a hand on that ball and blocked it. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be called Swami of Screaming Eagles ball. Interesting. Okay, Brunell's got it. Coach is looking for a long pass. It gets set to Cadence McEwen, who catches it, but then it's just stolen right away. And now Zoe Komets has the ball, passes it over to Trot, gets the ball into Schaefer's hands, and then Eric passes the middle. And now we have a fast break for Ernst, 1v1. She loses the dribble. But Brunell was able to pick it up on her teammate. They pass inside to Sharinsky. One dribble, turn, shoot, miss. And it's going to be out of bounds on the attempted rebound by Isabel Komets from the Red Raiders. Screaming Eagles keep the ball, and they're going to pass it in underneath their own hoop. All right. Refs have said the go underneath the Cadence. Then it's a quick pack out. They're just moving the ball in between each other. Ernst gets it at the top of the key off a great pass. Three-point shot just misses. Great offensive rebound by Janae Sharinsky, who then makes the two-point layup right after that rebound. 2-0. Red Raiders got the ball. How are they going to answer? Let's see. Trot has it. Trying to fish. Get it by. Screen fails. Passes inside to an open teammate, and it just misses. Isabel Komets got the ball in the paint, and it didn't drop. But she drew the foul, so she'll have two free throw attempts right here. Right now. Okay. First free throw. She's getting set. Make sure her feet are good. Throws it up. Swish. Score is now 2-1. Screaming Eagles in the lead. We have a whistle. We're having a substitution. That would be number Grace Schaefer is getting substituted out for Anna Hatamaki. Okay. Second free throw. All lined up. See if we can tie the game right off the bat here. It's up, and it is in. Nice shooting. Nice shooting there by Isabel Komets. Welcome to 103.1 as we bring you tonight's game. If you have the Civic Media app, you can also listen there and or check any recordings afterwards of the games going forward. Quick pass in. Three-point shot by Brunell, and it's a miss and a defensive rebound. Red Raiders got the ball with a chance to break this tie and take the lead themselves. Good dribbling, pass inside. Ball bounces off of Screaming Eagle's leg, and it rolls out of bounds. It'll be stay in the Red Raiders' possession. They'll pass the ball in underneath the hoop here in a second. All right, they're moving the girls around. Pass underneath, goes up for the layup, and it is made. That was a great offense. Isabel Komets now has all four of her team's points. Pass inside to Ernst, double team, spin move, couldn't get by, and they're calling kicking on the ball, and that would be off the Red Raiders' foot, so it's going to stay as the Screaming Eagles' ball. Man, Ernst had the 2v1, she was double teamed, and she beat it off a sweet spin move on a dribble, and the ball bounced off someone's foot. Okay, Ernst has got the ball passed into her, she has it at the top of the key. Passes it over to Bablik, who now has it. She's looking. Then back over to Ernst. Passes a high rainbow pass to Sharinsky. And it's going to go out of bounds as the Red Raiders were able to tip it, but they weren't able to hold possession. So it's going to stay as a Screaming Eagles ball here. But good defense by the Red Raiders not letting that pass get into the paint there. Ernst got it. Passes it for Dell. Takes another three-point attempt off the rim. Misses. That is now the third three-point attempt by Brunell tonight. Excuse me, she had two and Ernst had one. They've missed all three. All right, Red Raiders move the ball in. They take a three themselves from Zoe Komets, and they miss, but they get the offensive rebound. Good block by Sharinsky, but the Red Raiders keep it, but they were able to reset their defense because of it. Number 22, Hannah Sunday, takes the shot, misses, and we have a rebound made by the Screaming Eagles. They now move in the court down the court fast. Sharinsky gets the ball, takes the shot for a layup, misses. Somehow Brunell gets the ball, tries to go underneath, draws the foul. It's two free throw shots. Oh, if she made that, that would have been a highlight reel. she got the ball in the paint, and then she underhand layuped it after juking two people with her right hand, and it just didn't go in. But she drew the foul. So she has two free throws right here. First one up, and it's a miss. The score will remain 4-2 with the Red Raiders in the lead. There's 15 minutes left in this first half. If you're just joining us, the game just started. You didn't miss much yet. We've had a couple shots, a couple points. And the second free throw bounces off the rim. It doesn't go in. Screaming Eagles are coming out a little cold tonight. That is now, will there be 5 consecutive shots missed. Here we go. Pass inside. Steal made. Ernst has got a 1v2. It looks 2v2 here. Pass inside. Bad pass. And couldn't save it. It's going to be Red Raiders ball. The Screaming Eagles have had two breakaway drills. Breakaway chances here, and they just haven't been able to keep possession of the ball. And part of that has to do with the Red Raiders, that what's happening is when they've made the mistake, right? They've either had a turnover or a steal, whatever. When that happens, their transition back on the defense has been excellent, and it has kept them from giving up fast break points. All right, Red Raiders trying to go all the way to the hoop off a pass in, couldn't get there. Ball goes out of bounds after an attempted steal. It's going to stay Red Raiders ball. Okay. They're about to pass in. Almost a steal attempt by Bablett. But it's going to, since it bounced off her hands, it's going to once again stay Red Raiders ball. 14 minutes and 41 seconds left in this first half. The score is 4-2. Red Raiders in the lead. Number 13, that'll be Isabel Kmetz, getting substituted out. And I believe that was Grace Schaefer is back in. All right. Pass inside. Almost intercepted, but it went right to the Red Raiders. Nice ball moving around. Gets it to number 4, which Adamaki, who makes the shot, misses, but they get the offensive rebound. They pass it inside to Schaefer. Back outside to, is that number 2? So that would have been Zoe Kmetz, but it got intercepted almost, and it went out of bounds. So Red Raiders retain possession of the ball. Okay, whistle blown. Resume offense. Pass inside of the corner, then to the top of the key, then back to the corner. And then we have a shot by Trott, who misses it. Defensive rebound. Ernst has got the ball. It's a long pass all the way to number 10. Mia Singer can't do it. Oh, she almost had the chance there. Mia Singer put herself in an excellent position to try to make a play on that ball. But once again, the Red Raiders transitioned the defense so quickly. All right. Schwamigan has it. Brunell gets it at the top of the key. Hey, she may have missed the first 2 3-pointers, but not this one. That was a shot and a swish. The score is now 5-4 in the Eagles' favor after the 3-point make. Okay. Good athleticism by number 20. That'd be Trott, but she couldn't get the ball to drop on the layup. And now the Screaming Eagles, fast on offense, are trying to make a transition. Ernst denied the drive, and she can't do it, and we're having a travel called on her, and that is the correct call. For a second, I thought they were going to call a foul, but the refs, good eye there. Good eye there. Okay. Let's get some crowd in here tonight. This has been a good game so far. It's 5-4, competitive. Both rosters making some mistakes and some cold shooting, but they got their... They're moving around the court really good. Like, they've been in effective positions to make effective plays on the ball. So I wouldn't be surprised that once these teams start warming up, we're going to start seeing some points scored. Good ball movement by the Red Raiders as they're just moving the ball right now. Good screen. She gets to basically walk to the hoop. Trott gets to walk to the hoop off a great screen set up by Grace Schaefer from the three-point line. That was an incredible offensive play. A lot of planning went into that, and good execution allowed the Red Raiders to take the lead back with that 2-point make. It is 6-5 in the first half. We're going to go to a 1-minute ad break. Don't go anywhere. Thank you. All right. Welcome back to the action. 15 seconds left of the timeout. Cameron Eagles have possession of the ball after the make from Trot. Freshman. Great athleticism on that. Once again, I can't speak. That was a great screen. If she can set screens like that all game, they're going to have a great success getting the ball into the paint to get the score. Long pass. I didn't think that needed to happen. Easily intercepted by Trot. And then Brunell's just like, no, this is my ball. She takes it back, goes for the layup, and it doesn't drop. Oh, and we have another steal. It was a defensive rebound, and then Earth came back. She took it back, tries to pass it inside to Brunell. Now we have another steal. They're just taking the ball. Once one team decides that they got the ball, the other team just is like, nope, I'm taking it back. Trot gets the ball for the Red Raiders. They finally get on their side of the court. She goes for like a hooking layup there, misses. Ernst blows by two of the defenders. Fast pass to Mia Singer. It bounces off the Red Raider, and it should be Screaming Eagle, but no, they're calling it Red Raider ball. Oh, no, they're calling it Screaming Eagle ball. Okay, sorry. There we go. Pass into Shawinski. Immediately denied, and we're going to have a jump ball, and they're going to call Red Raider ball. Okay. Here we go. They're getting set up. Red Raiders about to pass the ball in. They do. Get it to Trot. From what I've seen, it looks like the offense is running through Kara Trot right now. And she's doing a great job. Nice pass. She tries to get inside of the paint. Can't do it. Passes it back outside to Hannah Sunday, who's looking. Gets the ball moved over to the Mets. Zoe Kmetz, excuse me. She can't get by. Good defense by Mia Singer. Now McCoon's defending, and then they get the ball passed in to Adamaki, who goes for the layup and misses. They're going to call Screaming Eagle ball. They're calling a foul. Oh, it was a reach-in foul on Adamaki. All right. So Screaming Eagle's got the ball. They're about to begin moving it down the court here in a minute. 12 minutes remain in the first half, and the score is 6-5 with the Red Raiders over the Screaming Eagles. Ernst has it, tries to beat her person at the top, but he can't do it. Bad pass into the paint. We're seeing some errant passes tonight. These are, I would say, uncharacteristic of both teams. And it just seems like both teams want to move at 100 miles an hour, and they can't. They just can't get it going. Let's make it for some exciting defensive basketball, because we're seeing some really good defense. Trout takes a three-point shot, misses. Good rebound made by the Red Raiders. Hannah Sunday ends up with the ball, takes about a 10-foot jumper, and she makes it. Score is now 8-5, and the Screaming Eagles try to get the ball underneath. They do. Good pass by Earth to Claire Young, who just turns and lays it up very gently, and now the score is 7-8. Red Raiders still in the lead. 11 minutes is about to happen in this first half. And, man, is this it? Because I was saying, once they warm up, I wonder if points are going to start dropping here. Open look for Hannah Sunday, and the three-point shot misses. Fast offense again by the Screaming Eagles. And good eye by the ref there. I feel bad for Claire Young because she had another chance at a breakaway layup, and she got the ball, but her plant foot bounced. I saw that, and the ref did too. So rightfully, traveling was called. You could see the Claire Young was smiling on that. She knew it herself. Either way, so now it's Red Raider ball. Trot got it. Ooh, the refs are seeing everything tonight. Grace Schaefer went for another screen, but she went late and hip checked the Screaming Eagle that was trying to guard Trot. So good call by the refs once again, who just got the eagle eye tonight. All right. Ernst trying to dribble by people. She just keeps getting the ball stolen by her. I think they need to move to a pass versus outplay. Oh, you got a double dribble? What was it? There was a foul by number Isabel Kmetz was called for a foul, and I don't know what it was. Either way, then it moves the possession from Red Raiders into the Screaming Eagles. Okay. One of these teams is going to, let's see, start capitalizing on mistakes, but so far both teams are. And as soon as I say that, Brunell just does a laser pass, like, over the court to Mia Singer, and it just was not on point. Luckily, it got bounced off of Red Raiders' hand for them, and so they retained possession. Brunell gets the ball, takes another three, airmails it, and then now the ball will go back over to Red Raiders as it went out of bounds. Man, the Screaming Eagles look off tonight. I'm not going to lie. They look a little off tonight. So let's see how they can get out of their little funk. Trotz got the ball, scores 8-7 with 10 minutes and 20 seconds left in this first half. Moves the ball over to Schuler, then passed back out to Isabel Kometz at the top. As they were dribbling, the ball went out of her hands, but it's because it got knocked out by the Screaming Eagles. So Red Raiders will retain possession of the ball, even though it got knocked out of bounds. Okay. Substitutions. Brunell's coming out for Ernst, and I believe that was number 5, so Cameron Phelps is now in as well. Block shot by the Ernst on the shooter, Grace Schaefer, but it went out of bounds, so it'll once again remain possession of the Red Raiders. Okay. Number 10's passing it in. Emma Schuler gets it over to Grace Schaefer, passes it inside. She hits everybody with her shoulders and travels while she does it. Hatamaki ends up traveling there, and now it is Screaming Eagle ball. 10:07 on the clock. The score is still 8-7 with the Red Raiders in the lead. Ernst, long pass over, then pass inside from 21 to, is that Rauschenbach? Yep, and it goes out of bounds as she loses possession of the ball. The Red Raiders, I'm trying to pin down how this game is going. This is a very unique game. Please forgive me if you hear me pause. It's because I'm just perplexed on the defensive scheme that's been happening. It's a full court press, but it's like causing the Screaming Eagles to play it almost too fast. Okay, inside pass, can't make it. Elbow thrown, who's clean. Still trying to make it inside, can't do it. Tron ends up with the ball, passes it back outside to Schuler, then back over to Hatamaki, who takes the shot, misses. And who gets the rebound? Oh, offense does. Nice job. Hatamaki gets the ball at the top of the three-pointer, dribbles inside, makes the shot. Oh, he's saying no good. He's saying no good. Oh, there was a foul before the shot happened. Okay, so it wasn't a shooting foul. It was a foul while the ball was still in possession, not while it was being shot. So substitutions coming in and out. There's quite a few. And so Red Raiders have the ball. They're going to pass in underneath the hoop. They do. Pass it inside. Babbitt tries to steal it. Couldn't do it. Now Hatamaki's got it. Trying to get by. Can't do it. Spins it out. Passes it over to Sunday, who takes a long three-point shot. Misses. And it'll go out of bounds as it bounced off the rim weird. And now the Screaming Eagles have possession of the ball. 9 minutes and 15 seconds in this first half remain. The score is 8-7, Red Raiders in the lead. Ball gets passed to Ernst inside, then back to Bablick, then a long pass to Shawinski at half court, and then she gets the ball over to, I think that was Cameron Phelps. Ernst is moving the ball, and then we have a travel by Ernst as she tries to take the shot. We're seeing kind of bad fundamentals here. She pump faked the ball, but she hopped when she did it. So when she landed, that's travel. Can't do that. All right, Trotz got the ball. Let's see. Pass it inside. A little low, but Hatamaki gets it. Now Sunday has it. She's looking. Tries to dribble by. Gets the ball over to Trotz. Then dribbles past her girl here. Misses. We have a defensive rebound by Rauschenbach. And as she tries to pass her teammate, he gets knocked out. And let's see here. Substitutions coming in. Quite a few. Hatamaki's out. Lily Jeremy's in. This is the first, I believe, that we're seeing her for the Red Raiders. All right. And here we go. Brunell has it. Passes to Shorinsky at midcourt. Then over to Ernst for a three-point shot. And it is off the rim. And it's missed. But Shorinsky gets the rebound. She goes for the layup, but she makes it. The score is now 9-8. The Eagles have taken the lead back. The last few possessions, how they've handled the press, the Eagles, is they put Shorinsky right at half court, and she's able to kind of facilitate the ball movement of the court. That's now done it 3 times in a row, and I really like that. Now, we have, I don't know what that call is. Did she step out of bounds? She did. Okay, Red Raiders, while they were moving the ball around the court, they ended up passing the ball into the corner by the three-point line, and the person received it, just their heel must have been on the out-of-bounds line. So it's Eagle ball. Pass it to Strawinski at half court, then back to Ernst for a three-point shot, and it is in and out. But Strawinski somehow gets underneath the hoop yet again and gets the offensive rebound. I think the Eagles have finally found their success to this defensive scheme of this press. They're literally putting Strawinski at the half-point line, and they pass it to her. She's tall. She's the tallest girl in the court, and then she immediately passes it to the three-point line and then sprints to the hoop. They've done it twice in a row, and it's worked twice in a row. Now Brunell has it, goes for the three, drills it, 12-8, Screaming Eagles. Red Raiders have the ball. 7 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half, and it seems like Screaming Eagles are starting to warm up. How do the Red Raiders answer in kind? Moving the ball around, Hannah takes a three-point shot, misses. It was a good look, though. She misses the shot, and now it's Eagles' ball. Ernst passes it to Brunell, hits by our girl. 1-2 step up in the lane, goes for the layup, and nice touch, makes it, scores 14-8, and Red Raiders call the timeout. Home crowd is cheering as the score has flipped in the favor pretty heavily of the Screaming Eagles. They are up 14-8 with 7 minutes and 30 seconds first half. Let's take a one-minute ad break before we come back. Don't go anywhere.
The team at Woodruff Appliance and TV will help Big on their full lineup of General Electric appliances, from their GE Cafe slide-in front control range and gas and electric, to the GE freestanding electric, the GE freestanding convection range, and the built-in cooktops, and so much more. Your local GE appliance team experts are ready to help you find the right features to fit your everyday needs. Woodruff Appliance and TV, family-owned since 1939. Highway 47 in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
All right, welcome back to the game on 103.1. This is your cast for tonight, Stephen Jones. I'm excited to bring you the game. There's 7 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first half. Eagles are up against the Red Raiders 14-8, and Red Raiders have the ball. Tron has it, passing it around. Moving it over to Jeremy, then over to Sunday, and the ball gets passed to Clairquist. Oh, and we have a steal by Ernst, and who picks up the ball? Ernst does. She passes it back, keeps it in bounds, but it goes right to the Red Raiders. Now Trot has it. She runs by, and then Ernst gets the steal, but does so by fouling, so it'll be a Red Raiders ball. That was a fast transition of offense, defense, offense.
Ooh.
I'm loving the energy you see in this sport. There's a lot of freshmen playing, though. And, I'm excited for the Bruce versus Screaming Eagles matchup in the future, because if a lot of these girls stay on the roster, they can be good rivals going forward for the next 4 years. That would be exciting. Okay. Hanamaki's got the ball. Moving it over to Jeremy. Then back over. Passes it to Sunday. Pump fakes. Decides to pass back to Hanamaki at the top of the key. She gets by her girl, misses the dribble. She has it, and jump ball, and it's going to be Screaming Eagles on the change of possession. All right. It looks like, do the Red Raiders give up on their full court press? Nope, they do not. Ernst has it, turns immediately into a defender, pass to Brunell, then long pass over to Bablik, and then we have a travel. It looked like she did like a, I don't know how you describe like a little titty step, like when she did the dribble. Like basically, she dribbled, stopped, and then did a 1-2. It was a travel. I don't know how to explain it really, but it was small steps. Refs are seeing it tonight, and they're honestly calling it a great game. Brunell gets the steal, and she's going down the court, and the 1v2 drill passes it over to Bablik, who then makes the layup. Nice job. It is now 16-8. Red Raiders need to put something together, get these points, bring this game back into close. We were so close for so much of this game, and now it's kind of gone out of control. Sunday has the ball, takes a two-point shot, and it almost drops. It just goes off the rim. It just won't drop. So Chwinski gets the rebound, and the attempted steal by Hatamaki sends the ball out of bounds, and Screaming Eagles retain possession of the ball.
Okay.
Jeremy's coming out, as well as Zoe Commence, as they get substituted, and I believe Isabel Commence went in, and I missed which other girl for the Red Raiders went in as well. I believe that Grace Schaefer. Good defensive turnover there. They just seem to take the ball right away from the Screaming Eagles, and now it is going to be passed in. The ball went out of bounds as the Screaming Eagles fouled them, trying to get the ball back. Okay. All passed into Trump. She's just at the top, kind of looking, seeing how the offense is moving. Passes the ball over to Isabel Commence. Gets it with a double team back to Sunday. She's looking. Passes almost inside. It gets almost stolen by Schwinski, but she goes out of bounds. Can't do it. And now it will still stay in now as if it was different. It is still the Red Raiders' offensive possession. They're about to pass in underneath the hoop. Nice little float pass underneath, and they're going to go for a jump ball here as Schwinski, the only senior in this entire game, was able to kind of wrestle the ball away. Oh, no. Okay, the ref went and deliberated with the side judge, and they're going to say that it's Red Raiders' ball. Sorry, I'm listening to the refs to make sure that I hear why and what happened. So the other ref's coming in. Just a sec. I apologize. 1 second there. The other ref came in. Now they're still talking. This has been a fun game tonight. This is... it's been interesting, and it's fun for a different way. Usually you see scoring contests. We're seeing good transition defense and a lot of turnovers. And yeah, you could say, you know what, that was sloppy passing. Oh, it's undisciplined. Oh, it's like, you know what, sometimes it's just good defense too. You know, like, it's just good defense. They're anticipating passing lanes. They're being aggressive underneath the hoop. This is for both teams. The score was like 7-8 for like 4 minutes, right? And it wasn't until the last like 3 minutes of this game, 5 minutes left in the first quarter or first half, by the way, that the Screaming Eagles kind of went bam, 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 bam to push the score to 16-8. Okay. Number 22 for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles just got substituted in. And I apologize, I do not have her name on my roster. Trot gets the ball on the pass in and immediately makes the layup, finally ending their drought of points, bringing the score to 16-10. Eagles still in the lead. Pass inside to number 22. At halftime, I'll make sure to go get her name. I apologize to those listening who know who number 22 is, but I'll make sure I update that. 22 gets the ball, takes the shot, missed it. Oh, it was a great look. That thing bounced on the rim like three times. It didn't drop. Oh, nice steal by Sunday on Ernst on the double team. Schwinski's playing man defense, decides to lay off the gas a little bit, and now we have a transition. Sunday has the ball and gets the ball to Trot at the three-point line. He's looking. Can't do it. Passes it over to Isabel Commence. Tries to get by, can't. Gets a pass back out to Sunday. They're just fishing right now. They're seeing where they can make the shot. Ooh, Hatamaki turns, realizes she's not guarded, takes a shot around the free throw line and misses. Goes out of bounds. Screaming Eagle ball. Okay. Substitutions are happening. A lot of moving pieces. Ernst has got the ball. There's no full court press. All right, they're looking. Ernst tries to dribble by, can't do it. Gets the pass out to Mia Singer, who passes inside to Schwinski. Goes for the layup, misses. Rauschenbach tries to go for the rip away, can't do it. They can call it a jump ball, and they're going to say that it's Screaming Eagle keeping retention of the ball. That's aggressive. My favorite combination of the Screaming Eagle roster is when Schwinski and Rauschenbach are out on the court together, because those two are a rebounding duo to be reckoned with. They have the height. They got power, and so they can really fight for those underneath the hoop. All right, ball's been moved out. Rennell has it at 3-point line. Decides to drive, go for a layup, misses. Schwinski misses the rebound attempt. But guess who was there to try to fight for it? Rauschenbach. Like I said, however, this was also called a jump ball, but this time it goes in favor of the Red Raiders. Good defense by the Red Raiders there. They were able to fight, and get the ball back in their possession. Hope we have a lot of whistles. 1 second. they passed the ball in, but then the refs stopped the game. We're just seeing something quick. They're deliberating. Are they taking back the jump ball possession change? They are. The refs are communicating, all three of them right now. They're trying to figure out who should have had possession of the ball on that jump ball. My personal opinion, I think the Red Raiders should have got, yep, there it is. Yep, it is Red Raiders ball. I was going to say, the Red Raiders forced a jump ball should be theirs. I know at this level, you know, at the pro level, right, they actually do a jump ball, but at this one, it's a change of possession. So, correct call. Refs got it right. They got everything right tonight. It's a great called game. Ooh, and then we have a lazy pass that leads to an almost steal, but the ball changes possession because it bounced off the Red Raiders' hand when it went out of bounds. You hate to see it. Either way, Screaming Eagles now have the ball. They have the lead 16-10 with 3 minutes and 36 seconds left on the clock. Okay. Oh, I missed that. The Red Raiders are in foul trouble, so that was a free throw shot. It was a miss. Offensive rebound made. Brunell gets the ball, pass it inside, then it gets passed back outside to her, and she nails the three. It's now 19-10. Red Raiders with the ball. 3 minutes are left in the first half. Red Raiders moving the ball. We have an almost steal attempt. It went off the hand of Ernst. And now it is Red Raiders' ball. They're going to pass in here in a moment. It looks like Lily Jeremy is getting substituted out. No, she's passing in. So that'd be, Hannah Sunday is being substituted out. All right. Grace Schaefer's in, gets the ball. Tries to pass it inside to the paint. Almost succeeds. Somehow she passed the ball and ended up with the ball. Man, that was incredible. Ball went out of bounds, though, as they were trying to find for it. It bounced off the knee off of a Red Raider. Went out of bounds, and now it's Screaming Eagle ball. Ernst had it, tearing up the court. 3 minutes is about to happen in this game right now. And now there's a pass into the paint. Rauschenbach gets by. Throws it the layup. Makes the layup. 21-10. Red Raiders have 3 minutes in this first half to try to put together some offense to try to close the score and the gap. They had a lead for the majority of this half, but it has exploded in the Screaming Eagles' favor. All right. Schuler's got the ball. Tries to pass inside. He gets knocked out by the Eagles, so it'll be Red Raiders' ball. Substitutions coming in and out. There we go. Schaefer's out. And then I missed who went in. Hatamaki went in. Okay, Hatamaki gets the ball. Pass back out to Trott, who makes the three-point shot. And how did that not drop? It went off the rim, and it just didn't go in. Oh, my goodness. Oh, if you've played basketball of any capacity, you know what it feels like to be cold, where it's like it just doesn't drop. That's what I'm seeing right now. And the Red Raiders just got to put something to get it rolling just to, like, warm up. They're making good shots. They're getting open. They're setting themselves up for opportunities where it's like, yeah, maybe there's a person there, but it's a shot to take. All right. Screaming Eagles got fouled, so they get 2 free throw attempts here as the other team's in foul trouble. And we have some substitutions coming in. So Parker Thurquist is coming in for Hatamaki. Second free throw is about to be shot. First one missed by Rauschenbach. Here we go. Ball is up. Ball is not. Doesn't go in, but we have an offensive rebound made by Claire Young, who then gets the ball to Rauschenbach. Goes for the layup. Misses. And we have the Red Raiders getting a nice rebound. Jump ball called. Rauschenbach went to take it away, but Emma Schuler was like, my ball. This is mine. I'm holding on to it. Good job for her team. Red Raiders now have possession of the ball. Good defense as they were able to get the ball away. And no points were scored. Big substitution for the Screaming Eagles as an entire roster changed except for Fablik. It's like they're just trying to keep the girls fresh before her halftime. All right. Trott has the ball. She's looking, passes it over to Clarquist. Long pass to Schuler. The pass over to Trout in the corner. Takes the three, bounces off the rim, and doesn't go in. This is what I'm talking about. They're shooting, like, they're aiming good. That's what I'm saying. It's just not, it's just either just a little too much or a little not enough, you know? And so, the way they're setting up here, it's like I'm looking at the Red Raiders right now. The ball went out of bounds, by the way, off of the Screaming Eagles, so it's Red Raiders' ball. If they can just start to get some shots dropping, they can put the points together. Pass inside. The ball gets intercepted and stolen by Brunell, who then takes it all the way up the court, tries to pass it. McCoon, who then gets the ball outside to Ernst, and she makes the three! 24-10! Oh, great pass out. Good awareness by Cadence McCoon, who got the ball underneath the paint, realized it was too crowded, turned, passed it to a point guard, and she made the three. Red Raiders got the ball. Sunday has it in the corner. Passes it over to Schuler. Looks to shoot, decides to pump fake, and what she's doing, good defense. Passes it back to Sunday in the corner. Then gets the ball over to Clairquist and misses the three-point attempt. Good shot, though. She was wide open. That's what I'm saying. They're not taking crazy shots. They're not just, like, airmailing the ball into the air. They're on. These are good shots that are getting open by passing and good ball movement and good player movement. It's just not dropping. Less than a minute left in this game. Screaming Eagles are feeling themselves as they just took an errant three-pointer by Bablik and missed, and now the ball is back in the Red Raiders' hands. Sunday's got the ball. You're down by 14. You start making shooting threes. What are you going to do? 40 seconds left in this half. All passed over to Schuler. Clairquist, and then gets to Schuler, who takes the three-point shot and misses. Ernst got the ball. Going up the court. Tries to pass inside. Fails at that. It's because it's great defense, Red Raiders. But somehow the Eagles end up with the ball. And then they pass it. Boom, boom, boom to Ernst, who shoots at the top of the key for another three. It's now 27-10. Did I not say 10 minutes ago that one of these teams, once they start warming up, is the shots are going to start dropping? Because there's been good setup for these shots. All right. Tries to pass me inside. 3 seconds left. Someone has to make a shot. 2-1 and half over. All right. Wow. If you're the home team tonight, you're in the home crowd, you are loving what you're seeing as the score is 27-10 going into halftime. And the Red Raiders, who had a lead for more than half of the first half, it was like 8-7 for so much of the first half. We're all literally, think about this. It was 8-7 Red Raiders. And then with like 9 minutes left in the half, like to go into half, they went on a 20-2 run of points. Either way, we'll talk about it more as we head into the Ford Bank halftime show. But before that, we're going to switch to a 2-minute ad break so I can prep for this halftime show. Don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP, foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is 103.1, bringing you the game today. Halftime is about to begin. Forward Bank Halftime Show. I'm Stephen Jetland, bringing you the game. I'm excited for what's been going down. We've been seeing a lot of energy on the court. If you're just joining us, it is halftime. The score is 27-10. Screaming Eagles in the lead as they are hosting the Bruce Red Raiders. A couple of things to talk about. Let's break down the Red Raiders because they're the ones that are coming out of halftime with the ground to make up here. They're down 17 when they were up 1 point for like most of the first half, about half of the first half. And so you look at it and you're like, well, they're definitely capable of keeping this game close because they did, right? They absolutely did. So it's not like a case of like, because they have a team of all freshmen, but so does the Screaming Eagles. You know, this isn't a size differential, speed differential, experience differential, right? There's a couple of juniors on the Red Raiders team, and there's a senior and a junior on the Screaming Eagles team. So you're basically looking at this and saying, so what went wrong for the Red Raiders? What's been going wrong for the Red Raiders is that the Screaming Eagles are absolutely showing you that their defensive plan to today is to be ultra aggressive. Not in like a, they're not playing full court press. They're actually letting the Red Raiders walk through distance of the court when they have their offensive chance. But as soon as that point guard gets to the 3-point line, they're not playing zone. They're playing straight up man. And they're just putting a defender on the ball carrier body to body. And they're just saying, you have to get by us, whether it's by passing or dribbling or whatever that is. And it's just been hard. It really has been. They've been making them fight for it. Now, the downside to that defense is if you can get the ball moving and players are moving, you're going to get open shots, right? Okay? The open shots will happen. And like I said, I've been watching. I've been talking. They have been getting open shots. The Red Raiders have been moving the ball and passing and getting open looks. Now, they have been turning over the ball because of this. If they pass lackadaisically or they mess up on a reception of the pass and begin to lose the ball on a bad dribble or whatever, the Eagles intercept it, right? So they've definitely had a reduction in offensive efficiency because of this defensive scheme. But the problem is, here it is, this is the problem. When they've had their opportunity to shoot, they've missed almost everything. It's tough. Sometimes you get back there in the locker room and it's just like, well, what do we need to do different? Like, what's wrong? It's like, man, we just got to make shots. We just got to make the shots. Like, are we getting open looks? Yes. Okay, are we passing the ball? Yes. Are we, you know, are we playing good defense? I would say yes. I would. I really would. They're playing aggressive defense, and they're getting a lot of offensive rebounds, too. They've been offensive rebounding really well, too. They're just missing. They're missing their shots. And so there's no real fix to that. It's just, you know, remember your fundamentals. Remember your practice. One of the most important things in basketball is shooting. There's a whole, you know, basketball has a zillion other skills. But at the end of the day, that ball's got to go in the hoop. For the Screaming Eagles, they kind of had the same problem for the first part of the first half. Every shot they took, it was just like, well, that was, I don't know if that was a good shot. It was like an air ball or like an errant shot while they were guarded. It was just like they came out flat. They looked cold. But on the same token, they had like 4 or 5 fast breaks that failed because of bad passing and or great transition defense by the Red Raiders. Like I said, I think the Red Raiders have actually played pretty gosh darn good defense. They really have. And the Eagles, just you're like, man, they have open shots. They're not making them. But then I mean, I made a comment. It was like around the 12 to 13 minute mark, you know, of the first half, where I was like, man, one of these teams is going to start warming up. And once they do, they're going to just start lasering points down. And that's exactly what happened. As the Screaming Eagles just started railing three after three. Brunell made one under two. Ernst made two. Bablik made one. Like, seriously, they just started, like, swish, swish, swish. They just started draining them. And so that becomes extremely hard to defend because Scherwinski and Rauschenbach have been underneath the hoop ready to receive those. So you can't pull people from underneath the hoop. Otherwise, you're just going to leave three hot shooters, right? They're feeling it. They're feeling it. And they're just going to start making them, and that's exactly what we saw. So because of all of that, you put that together, and the cake that was baked came out, and it says 27-10 on it at halftime. So the Red Raiders, what they need to focus on is a more efficient offense that has less turnovers. And if you... I know you can like take more shots, but more shots will happen because of less turnover. And for the Screaming Eagles, I mean, you just got to keep that aggressive defense, make it every shot earned. You have a 17-point lead, and so if you can play efficient basketball, you can walk out of here with a win defending your home court. With that, that's been the Ford Bank Halftime Show here on 103.1. I'm Stephen Jetlin, excited to bring you the second half after this two-minute break. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Local businesses are amazing at pulling together to improve communities, provide for families, and support employees through good and bad times. At Forward Insurance, they have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet the needs of your business. Stop in and see Allie Plesner, your trusted hometown agent, to hear about the benefits of moving forward together, or call 715-762-2497. Forward Insurance, located at 110 North 2nd Avenue in Park Falls.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You could buy one item or 50 on HeckmanAuction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction,
heck yeah!
Welcome back to the second half between the hosting team of the Suwamish and Screaming Eagles, who are hosting the Bruce Red Raiders. Screaming Eagles came out right away, took a three-point shot, missed. Red Raiders got the ball immediately off a rebound, and now they have it in the corner. Try to pass inside. Tadamaki gets the ball, goes for the layup, misses. Scherwinski gets the rebound, passes the ball to Brunell, and now they are carrying the ball to court to do their offense. Ball gets passed to Ernst, who then looks like she tripped over something and lost possession of the ball. Then it went to the Red Raiders, and now they have it. Brad has it. He's carrying the ball to court. If you're just joining us here on 103.1, don't forget you can also use the Civic Media app as well to get access to this game, as well as the recording of it afterwards. Shot taken by Sunday, missed, and Cadence McEwen rips the ball away on what looked to be an offensive rebound and gets the possession to go in favor of the Screaming Eagles. All right. Ball passed into Ernst. She's tearing up the court. He's looking. Brunell gets the ball. Looks like they're, almost dropped. Absolutely just ripped away. Great steal by Sunday. And as she was trying to get, so she got the steal, and she tried to turn it up the court as fast as she could and lost possession of the ball. And while that happened, Ernst was able to push it out of her hand. So it stays in Red Raider ball, but the defense was able to get set up now. All right, Trot has it, tries to get by, can't do it. Kind of a missed pass opportunity, and I don't know who has it. It's just the ball's going all over the place. It's done, and Candace McCoon ends up with it, screaming Eagle ball. Okay, ball pass to Ernst. She tries to get by, drives at the hoop, goes for a layup, misses, and she just runs into a wall. Great defense by Hatamaki, who just stood in the lane and was like, I ain't moving, and just... Ernst went for it, bounced off of it, missed the shot. All right, we have a foul. Let's do the psych ref's going to call it. Foul by number 14 or 15. I think it was a foul on Jalen Brunell, Red Raider ball. Passing under the hoop. Pass to Grace Schaefer. Almost intercepted by Ernst. Went out of bounds. So now it's still Red Raider ball. Trot's going to pass it in this time. All right, pass over to Zoe Komet, and then tried to pass. Oh, succeeded in passing to Hanamaki, then back to Trout for a corner three. Misses, and we have a defensive rebound made by Bablik. Long pass, trying to get it to Ernst, but that was just not good, as she was double-teamed. And so the ball goes back over to Red Raiders. Hanamaki tries to make the layup, can't. Sherwinski has it on the hoop, and she's holding the ball. They're going to call jump ball, and they're going to rule it in Red Raiders. Oh, it's a great call. Once again, refs are in it because Sherwinski had established possession of the ball because it went to a jump ball scenario. It went over the Red Raider ball. Grace Schaefer tries to get the ball inside, gets the ball past the trunk, then gets it over to Hanamaki for a three-point attempt, misses, and Sherwinski gets the rebound. Looking for a teammate, gets it to Ernst. Full court press made. Long pass over to Case McCoon, then back for a long two-pointer by Bablik, who misses. I think McCoon needed to take the easy layup there, but I can see why she passed it back. That was an open three-point attempt. We have a very obvious travel by Hatamaki, and now it is back in possession of the Screaming Eagles. You know, it was obvious all three refs from every angle of the court called that a travel. It happened. Brunell gets the ball. She tries to drive it up the court. 1-2. Oh, they called travel. I was going to, it's okay. If they didn't call that, I was going to say that might have been a travel. She had the great, she drove up the middle of the lane and like basically she jumped and then like one hand shot it. It was a beautiful shot. But the problem is she did like, I think the best way to describe it is a ballerina step where it's like do-do-do-do right as she goes up the lane. So you get 1-2. And if they're being generous, they might give you the LeBron three-step, but they're not going to give you a ballerina step. Good ball movement by the Red Raiders as they get the ball into the paint. Nice layup and shot made. It is now 12-27. All right. Ernst is trying to get by the defenders. Can't do it. And the ball gets knocked away by the Red Raiders, and the Screaming Eagles will retain possession of the ball. All right. Ernst has it. She's about to pass it inbound. Whips it over to Brunell, who then takes a nice, long rainbow three. It bounces off the rim, goes so high off the bounce, it hits the metal on the back of the basketball hoop, thus making it out of bounds and Red Raider ball. Trot has it. Carrying it up the court, past half court just now, about to enter in. There we go, gets it to Sunday, has a look, does decide not to take it. Then over to Komet, back to Sunday. They are looking. Long pass to Trot in the middle of the lane. Somehow she ends up with it, dribbles back outside. Physical defense by the Screaming Eagles right now. And we're going to see a foul. Like White on number... He keeps saying 14. Oh, it was on 14. It was on Madison Bablik. I thought she wasn't in the game for a second. But yeah. So now she's not. She's getting subbed out for Mia Singer. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Red Raiders going to pass the ball in. Zoe Kmetz has it. Passes it over to Trout for an open three from the corner. And off the rim. James McCoon almost gets the rebound. And we're going to have a foul on the Eagles. But before the shot happened, wait, I'm just waiting for the refs. They're just deliberating if it's 2 points or if it's, they're going to say it's a baseline. Okay. The foul happened before the shot, so the Red Raiders keep possession of the ball, and they get to pass it in. All right. Zoe, long pass all the way to the top. Sunday takes the shot for three, and it is off the rim. Good look, though. It's not dropping. Long pass in. Oh, great interception by Sunday. It's a 1-on-1. Did she go to the lamp? She goes wide, and she makes it. Nice job. Nice job by Hannah Sunday, who just intercepts the pass and absolutely beats the 1v1 for a layup. Screaming Eagles on offense, looking a little desperate. And Shawinski going for the layup, going for the shot underneath the hoop, gets blocked, but the block hit her arm. So it's a foul, and it happened before the shot. So Ernst is going to pass the ball in here in a moment once the refs get the go-ahead. Score is 27-14. Well, there's only been 4 points scored in this half. It's all been by the Red Raiders. And we have a travel called by Shawinski. There was too many bodies in the paint there, so I couldn't see the footwork. But there's a ref right there on the line, so he had clear and obvious vision of that. All right, Red Raiders ball. Trout's got it. So far, they've spread out this half 4-0 in points. If they can keep this going, start chipping away at this lead a little bit, they're still down by 13, right? By no means done. And Trot takes a three-pointer, misses, and then great job by Lily Jeremy getting the offensive rebound. She takes a two-point attempt shot there, gets fouled, and now she has two free throw attempts. Good offensive transition by the Red Raiders as they are trying to orchestrate a comeback. First free throw, up, and it's a miss. Score remains 27-14 with the Eagles in the lead. 13 minutes and 34 seconds remain in the game. Let's see what happens. Second shot by Jeremy, and it's in. Score is now 27-15. 5 points. Been scored in the second half. The Eagles 0 in this game. Ernst gets by everybody, goes for a layup, draws the foul. That was just pure athleticism. She beat the person. She beat her first defender dribble, beat the second one on the dribble, got in the lane, went for the layup, and drew the foul. There we go. Hope they're not. There we go. They're getting set for the free throws. Let's see if Ernst can break the drought of points not scored by the Eagles in the second half. Nope, not on the first one. Still 0 points in the second half. They're up by 12, 27-15. Let's see if the next free throw will break the drought. Up and nope. Defensive rebound. And then we have a jump ball. And it'll stay in the Screaming Eagles possession because it was initially rebounded by Lily Jeremy, and Shawinski jumped on top of that and got the rebound. All right. Nice ball movement. Ernst gets at the top of the key, dribbles by, gets into the lane, and there he goes. Draw broken. Takes a nice little, I don't know, 6 foot jumper. Makes it 29-15. That was just good mechanics, good shooting. Great job. Red Raiders got the ball. Looking to drive. Can't do it. Sunday takes the three-point shot off the rim. Everything's off the rim. It just will not drop. Brunell has it. They have a man. They have a person advantage here. And Ernst gets it on the three-point shot off the rim. Misses. And we have a foul on Mia Singer. She tried to steal the ball. Good rebound by Lily Jeremy to hang on to that. Substitution's happening. Hannah Sunday coming out, and I believe that's Emma Schuler going in. Yep. Here we go. Trot has the ball. Passes it over to Schuler. She's looking. Decides not to shoot, but pass it back. We have a straight-up steal by Brunell. It's going to be one versus one. Can she beat? Yep, she does. And she lays it in nice and soft. It is now 31-15 with 12 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. They were starting to chip away at that lead. And then in the very quick moment, it goes away. And just like that, on another just not aimed well pass, it goes out of bounds. And it is now Screaming Eagle ball. Okay, let's see what we got here. Mia Singer will be passing the ball into Ernst as they carry it up the court. Full court press is no longer happening on the Red Raider side. All right. Good ball movement. He's trying to get by. Gets it to Sharinsky inside. Goes for the shot. Misses. A rebound by Schuler. Gets the ball to Trotta. She now carries it up the court for the Red Raiders offense.